The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 27th day of March 2023. And tonight with us we have, on the board, we have none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
We have Coach Dwayne is standing in the wings. And way out yonder, we have the infamous, notorious Pastor Joe Larson, the parson.
I guess I'm here. I must be the one you're referring to.
Yep. We got a lot to do, so let's get right after it tonight. And we're going to start because we have an urgent prayer request because a dear friend of mine, Pastor Mark Bellani, is going to be stepping out of the pulpit for a really good reason. This man has been a faithful a pastor to his congregation, but more so to his wife. And so, Coach, would you tell the folks what we need to pray for?
Good evening, Pastor. God bless you, and good evening, Joe.
Good evening, Coach.
And God bless you, too. And all of you, all you listen, God bless each and every one of you. Well, we had a very heartfelt discussion this past Sunday. Pastor Mark Bellani, the People's Baptist here in Brunswick, had to address that to the congregation that he has to step down because he's not able to fulfill his obligations as a pastor according to the Bible. Excuse me, because he has to take care of his wife, Carla, 24/7. She has parts of dementia and Parkinson's disease and something else. I don't know the terminology that's taking away the motor skills and the ability to talk. And he has his hands full 24/7. It went as far as they remodeled the base, or excuse me, the bottom floor to put everything on one living quarters. They put two rooms next to each other with a bathroom in the middle so Mark can take care of her 24/7. She's dependent on everything from cleaning, toilet, and feeding her and taking care of her. So he had to move aside. He asked me to fill in, not as a pastor, because I can't, but just someone as a coach to set up the rotation to save the church and get people to preach. So I preached on forgiveness last Sunday. Lance Lichnack will preach next Sunday. Then Mark Goslin the following week. Then Lou Pinnell and then Tom Myers. We've all preached before. So we're going to hold the fort, God willing, and meet all the obligations of the wonderful people, the Peoples at Baptist that we've brought in. We're going to hold the fort, so to speak, until God calls Carla home. It could be tomorrow, 3 months, 6 months. We don't know. She needs that much care. But that's what is taking place. And People's Baptist in Brunswick, we meet at the rec center, 10 o'clock for Bible study and 11 o'clock for service at the Brunswick Rec Center right on Route 303 in Brunswick. So if any of you are wanting to come, we're more than glad to take care of you and to meet your needs, whatever we can, by preaching Jesus Christ and the true message.
You know, Mark's not really stepping down. He's stepping up. stepping up to the job. And again, you know, today, the way where people get divorced over an argument, where people get divorced mostly over money, today you have the situations where, with what's happening, you've got these hot wife things and all of the influence of society where people are divorcing left and right. Because even though God takes divorce very seriously, they don't take God very seriously. But Mark has been, he has been with her. He stood by her. He did exactly what God's word in the Bible says. He's been with her and stood by her all of this time. She's been sick. He's been faithful. What a good husband. What a good godly representative for Christ, isn't he?
Absolutely. And he did not want to put her in a nursing home. He wanted to take care of her to the very end. Now, anybody who knows Mark knows this for a fact, and any of you who don't, he has a bedside manner as a pastor, as a preacher. The man is kind and gentle and passionate, but he'll preach on sin. He'll preach on hell. He'll preach on the lake of fire and the white throne judgment. But he's so gifted with love and knowledge. Everybody, when we took our time to talk, everybody in the congregation, they wanted to hold on. They want Mark back. They love the man so much. We've had people come in and say, we've been to other churches for 20, 30 years, and we got tired of finding him, and we found Mark and other people that came in. We don't want to go nowhere else. We want to stay here and wait for Mark. It was heartwarming for me and John Lettler to sit up on stage and listen to everybody express their love and desire to keep people going till Mark comes back.
You know, I wanted to say, too, because, like, Mark has been to his wife. Pastor Joe and I both have good wives here. They have stood by us. My wife, after my surgery, she was my nurse. She was there. Actually had a bell to ring when I needed something. She was there 24/7. And, you know, in our 56, we're going on 56 years of marriage. She's always been right there, and for each other. We've been there for each other. No matter what, we've always been right there for each other. Hasn't been perfect. We've had some disagreements, even though she never would admit when she's wrong. But only. But
well,
we've had.
I heard that story a little differently from someone.
But Joe, you, Harriet's been by you, just like my wife always been by me.
My idea of a love relationship with a husband and wife, even though I never married, I was supposed to get married, and we made plans, Kathy and I, 3 months to get married, and she developed brain tumors, and 9 months later after surgery, she died. But my idea is two people to grow old together, to love every wrinkle on the face, to love every gray hair, to all the heartache, to be there through the good times and the bad times, and to say I love you, and to cherish one another and honor one another, and to always be there. And sometimes a man with a woman, don't always, when the woman's talking, don't always try to fix things, but just to be there and to listen and to know that I always got your back. Now, I may sound old-fashioned, but that's the way this Buckeye's wired.
Amen. We're right there with you. All righty, we're going to get in, and you're welcome to stay with us here. We're going to go into the scripture. The title of my message tonight was A Biblical Response to Corrupt Government and Society. And so what's been happening?
Didn't we want to do a prayer for her, and then I thought maybe I could
also pray. Oh, absolutely right. Yeah, we forgot the prayer. Go ahead.
And then I want to pray for all those people in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, the dead, the injured, and the living who've lost it all. So
go ahead. Would you pray, Coach, for Mark, and then Joe, go ahead and pray for the folks at the Christian school.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne boldly. Lord, we ask for your divine help. Mark is such a wonderful, loving pastor and a man and a friend. He loves his wife. Carla and them were there for me when I was sick. They brought food over to the house and loaded the whole table up where she cooked, and I'll never forget that for me. Lord, we all know that sometimes you do not heal miraculously. Comes a time where a time to be born and a time to die. There's a time for good and there's a time for bad. There's a time for sorrow and there's times for joy. Father, in this time that Mark's going through, he needs your Holy Spirit to fill him to the brim. He needs to be healthy, to be take care of her. Guide his every step. Lord, watch over Carla. I ask you, Jesus, don't let her brain go away to where she doesn't know Mark. Let your spirit of loving kindness in these days that they're going to be with each other. We ask for your help, Father, as these last days or months or whatever time it is. You're in control. You're God Almighty. You're supernatural, all-powerful. We love you, Father. And we all of us at People's Baptist, and even Mark, Pastor Sanders, he loves Pastor Mark Valenti too. So we're asking you, Lord, bless both of them and help them in this hour of need, and watch over our congregation as well. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Go ahead,
Chuck. Amen to that. Yeah. And dear Heavenly Father, we look at the news and our hearts go out to those folks in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, to all the families of all those who died, to all those who have been injured, to the living who've lost all their home, their livelihoods, everything they have, and often someone they've loved, the pain and sorrow. But Lord, I'm asking that you would touch hearts and people would donate, people would go to their different organizations that send aid, that if you're close by, that you go and help, that you get involved, and if you can't go and help, you donate. And pray for all those people who are suffering. And then we have the Covenant School shooting in Nashville, Lord, where this very confused person doesn't know what sex they are, had to go and kill three children, three teachers. The families are hurting. The school is hurting because a school like that, a Christian school, is all one big family. And all these cases, Lord, I ask you to put your loving arms around these people and comfort them, console them, put people in their path that will aid and help them spiritually, physically, emotionally, and that you would just... Lord, bless them in every way that you can, that you know, that, especially what they need the most in these situations. There is so much pain and suffering, Lord, and we just put it into your hands and ask for your blessing on them all. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to get into the message. And again, the title of the message was A Biblical Response to Corrupt Government and Society. And again, people are unsure, people are anxious about how to respond to corruption in high places. And the easy answer, and the best answer that you could have, and I told a fellow this the other night who was on the radio program with us, the answer is 2 Chronicles 7:14, that if people will do that, you see, if people would do exactly what God asked, then we would not be in the shape that we're in right now today. But people aren't doing that because they're biblically illiterate. They're biblically illiterate. And all nations that have forgotten their God are turned into hell. And America's being turned right into hell. I mean, it's being turned into hell.
Amen.
Because people in America have forgotten their God, but they're too biblically illiterate. They're too stupid to realize that. And we're going to start out where all of the answers have been all along, right in God's Word, the Bible. He shows you. Now, we're going to start tonight in Psalms 2. And we are right now in this psalm. We are living this psalm real time, and we're coming towards the conclusion of this psalm. So, Joe, would you read Psalms 2, read verses 1 through 4, and then stop.
All right. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision.
All right. You know, so when he says, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? If you were to say, well, who are the heathen? Right off the top, there's just off the top of your head, you've got the woke progressives called the deep state. You've got the abominable LGBTQ. You've got the abominable Planned Parenthood, the abominable NARAL, and the abominable mainstream media, the totally abominable mainstream media. And then you have the entire Antichrist Democratic Communist Collective and the nations of the earth, and a great convocation of its leaders together planning united rebellion against God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And here,
you add Antifa and Black Lives Matter, because those are communist organizations, Antichrist groups,
and education here, department.
And here are the church, and we see here the one that's anointed. The anointed was the Lord Jesus Christ himself, and his anointed, Christ's anointed, are us, the church. And we're living in a midst of the completion of this psalm today. So we see world leaders such as Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Bill Gates, Obama, Joe Obama, along with an unholy host of others, including the Pope himself, trying once again to erect a global Tower of Babel. And here, as we pick it up there in verse 5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and has vexed them in his sore displeasure. And yet, you know, God's doing that today in many ways. He's doing that with us. He's speaking, you know, like he did with Noah for 120 years. But they didn't listen, did they?
No.
Nope.
They refused.
Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day I begotten thee. Well, it's an interesting thing, because the Father gave the decree to the Son to declare it. And so he gave the decree, the Son declared the decree. Now, just think of all of the pain that the corrupt politicians, judges, media, whores, corporate woke whores, especially the worst of all, the apostate church, the religious whores. We have one right here in Chesterland, out in Chesterland, Ohio. You've got an apostate United Methodist Church. You've got a Satanist as their pastor. They're as abominable and defiled as you can get. They're as unclean and sinister. And they're coming up, they want to have a drag queen come in and to molest the children. This is what they do. And that's what is happening. In Chardon, there's a restaurant that's filthy. It's a filthy, abominable place where they're going to have drag queens come out. Now,
unreal.
Huh? Pardon? Yeah.
Unreal.
According to what they're saying is they're going to have Antifa there as their security. Now, I know the police here in Chesterland, and I know the police out there in Chardon, the sheriff's department here. They're not going to put up with much of Antifa. You know, they won't put up with those antics out here. And anyhow, and I know they're right in the hearts of Tea Party land here, too. So we can see maybe looking for some fireworks. I'll bring you more on this as we get nearer to the occasion, but I can tell you there's going to be people here are fed up. We don't want that kind of filth here. It's filth. But anyhow, he goes on to say, ask of me and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the othermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O you kings. Be instructed, you judge of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Amen. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and lest he be angry and you perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. And of course, we see that happening through the tribulation period, don't we?
Yeah, so. We sure do. Right now, we see Russia and China bonding together, coming together to form an alliance and bring all of their evil doers like Iran and everyone, North Korea, with them to form a organization to counter NATO. So you see the world dividing, choosing upsides, and it just like Scripture said, all these things would be happening.
Well, you know, there's two groups of people that understand this. Those of us on the right, the Christians, those, you know, out of Matthew chapter 25, those of us on the right, and the vast majority of people out there, they don't understand that that right and left comes right directly from God's Word, the Bible. They're totally oblivious to that, but we understand what's happening. We understand what's going on. The apostate church, people like Schwab and these others, hardcore Satanists, they're Antichrist, and they really believe that somehow their God will defeat, that Satan, their God, Satan, will defeat. And they're Satanists, folks. Joe Obama Biden is a Satanist as Satanist can be. He is evil. Every bone in that man's body is evil. And if Joe Biden don't repent of that soon, Joe Biden is going to burn in hell for a long, long time. That's reality. That's what
Pastor, I got
the Word of God says.
You.
Yeah.
When a person is a reprobate mind, how can they tell the difference between right from wrong? We've got reprobate minds that think two men having sex is normal, two women having sex is normal, two teenagers having sex is normal of the same gender. They think that senior citizen homosexuality is nothing wrong with it. How can reprobate minds think straight?
Well, here's the answer to that question. Who is the most, where it comes to the most merciful and just individual that ever existed?
Jesus
Christ.
God, right.
God.
Now, God is the most merciful. God has given Joe Obama, he will give every single person more opportunity than they deserve, much more, to repent. He will give them the ability to repent. Now, he gives it to them time and time. God will never punish you more than you deserve. He's always merciful. Well, there comes a time where he has given them more than enough, and then he takes away that time, and there's no turning back for them. There is no.
Like
now,
he did with Pharaoh?
Yeah, like he did with Pharaoh. And so he hardened his hearts, but you'll find the answer in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, too. He gives them a reprobate mind so that they don't know any better. And I think Joe Obama's probably there, okay?
Amen.
I'm going to talk a little bit here about seven major dispensations. We have seven major dispensations out in the Bible teaches. One is innocence, two is conscience, the third is the human government, and the fourth is promise, the fifth is law, sixth is church age, and the seventh is the millennial kingdom. Now, all of these have a particular time to where they start and when they finish, the purpose, except for two of them. The dispensation of human government, or the Noahic covenant, spans all dispensations. It spans all time, and so does the millennial kingdom. So, here, the millennial kingdom actually lasts for 1,000 years, but here, we're going to take a look at tonight the dispensation of human government. Now, as we look at this, God made a covenant with Noah and all living creatures on the earth for perpetual generations. And this message is going to look very closely at that. And so there's the five points.
So that's the first That's the first period, right? Is the Noahic covenant?
No, it's the third. Noahic covenant is the third. Right. First you had innocence, then conscience, then human government. And so, but tonight we're just going with the third. I can do the others later. But now let me just tell you about these. The 5 points, there's 5 points here in this Noahic covenant, which is the divine institution of human government. The first point, it was to whom it was given. The second point was the intent. The third point was the entire purpose of human government, of divine human government, the entire purpose. The fourth point was the means by which man was to cover out the intent. The second point, the intent was man was to govern for God. Man was to govern for God. And the fourth point is the means which man was to use to govern for God. And then the fifth point was those nations that were in compliance with the first four, how they would be at peace and not at war with God. And I can see that we're out of time, so we're going to have to start right here tomorrow, Lord's willing, and we'll be back right after this.
It's true. Trump won and you know it. Trump.
right. Very, very good. You know, again, the more I think about it, you know, what an insult. You show me someone who thinks that a guy that campaigns from his basement with 10 or 12 people showing up at his rallies won that election. I'll show you an idiot. I'll show you a blithering. Hey, and not only that, you show me somebody on Fox News that says, as the six of those that had turned, and you could tell they were in the echo chamber, because not only when they asked, when anyone referred to as the election fraud, they all responded exactly the way they were told to do it, starting with Brett Baer, Susan Smith, Neil Caputo, Chris Wallace, and they all did this. They all went, before they just said, where's the evidence, they all did this. They went, oh, like that. Every one of them, like that. And then they said, where's the evidence? That's exactly what they were told to do. And then the only ones you didn't, you had the others there on Fox News, so they split it down. They said, okay, six of you are going to be liars, okay? Here's the way it's going to go. And there you go. That's what happened. But, you know, you expect NBC, PMS, NBC, CNN, you expect them to flat out lie. But, you know, we expected more out of Fox News than we got, didn't we?
True.
Yep.
Absolutely. I never thought that Sean Hannity would duck like that. Sean Hannity or Waters or Judge Jeanine Pirro, I don't know if they were told that if they open their mouth, they're gone, because Rupert Murdoch owns it. So I really don't know why.
But, well, they're kind of doing it now. Tucker Carlson, at least Carlson, is he saying it. He might be saying it in a roundabout way, but he showed you there was a tremendous amount of election fraud. And, you know, we sat there that night, and as we watched, they flipped the numbers, they inverted the numbers as we watched it happen. And so, there you go.
I've got a kind of a breaking story that we should have added to the prayer list this morning, you know, starting the show. Senator Rand Paul announced that one of his staff members was brutally attacked today, sustaining life-threatening injuries. Was beaten almost to death. And he was asking for people to join him and his wife in praying for a speedy and complete recovery of this aide, and they didn't put out a name, but he was thanking the first responders and the hospital and everybody that helped this person. They're keeping, I guess, the staff member's identity, and life-threatening injuries. The person is still at risk of dying. This is our nation's capital, and what's happened to this country, because, as you said, the nation has forgotten God.
Here's what we're going to do, Joe. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you go ahead and pray for that fellow. And, Coach, you pray for all of the Christian patriots that's still being held in that filthy, dirty D.C. jail. Pray for all of those Christian patriots there that are still being held in that filthy jail there. And then all you folks all across the country, all of you out there listening to us, I would ask that you would join with us. There's power in prayer, but you have to believe. You have to do what the Word of God says. If you would only do that, we would not be in the condition we're in. But people, they don't believe in God. And again, all nations that have forgot their God will be turned into hell, and that's what's happening to us now. But go ahead, Joe.
Dear Heavenly Father, as I see this story breaking on the news, I realize our capital city has turned into a danger zone, like many of our cities, kill zones. More people dying in our cities than die in combat in the wars. And we don't know the name of the staff member. We don't know if it's a man or a woman. But, Lord, we would just hold this person up to you, that you would pour out your mercy, that you would use your healing power and strengthen and bring this person back to health and help guide, direct the doctors, whatever you choose to do, and bring this person safely back to us. And, Lord, as I think of this, I think of the other stories I've seen where an 8-year-old was killing another young child, cutting their throat with a knife. There's another story where a teenage boy stabbed a young girl 114 times. And why? The child said it was to feel what it was like to kill. Our children are suffering. They're being punished for the sins of the nation. Our streets are running red with blood. And yes, Lord, it's because we have erred and strayed from our ways. The nation has forgotten you as God, and we are reaping the whirlwind. But these families of these people that injured, the attack, the ones that are, the families that are suffering, we just ask for your mercy upon them, Lord, for those that are recovering, for your healing power. And Lord, we just ask that this would awaken the sleeping nation to the fact that we need to return to you, and that we need to do it quickly, repent of our sins. And Lord, just if it be thy will, you would send the Holy Spirit of revival. We desperately need the Holy Spirit of revival. We ask this in Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you. Many Christians as in a nation, we are sickened by what's taking place, Lord. For over a year, a lot of innocent people that went to a rally is being imprisoned, Lord, wrongfully by a corrupt, evil man in power by the name of Merrick Garland and another evil, wicked leader in the FBI named Christopher Wray. Lord, they willingly, deliberately have mocked the law. They put innocent people with no representation locked in a little cell where there's no recourse for these people. Father, many of us have called to you, and we reach out to you because you are God. We worship you. We fear you. We reverence you. We ask for your help. People all across America are sickened by what this lawlessness, the communist regime in our party, Lord. They don't want no part of you, but we do. We want to obey you. We want to worship you. We want to fear you. We want to be blessed by you. We want our nation to be the city on the hill. We become the borrower, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, do something. Remove these evil men. Free these men and women that are being locked up with no representation. For you are our God. For you are our strength, our hope, and our joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. I want to pray too. Heavenly Father, Lord God, for we have wickedness here. Wickedness. And Lord, only you know, Lord, if they'll repent or if they're going to burn. And Lord, we're just asking you, Nancy Pelosi, a wicked, wicked, wicked old woman, when the Catholic bishop told her she needs to repent of her position, she needs to repent of being pro-death and pro-sodomite, her response instead of repentance was saying the problem's with the bishop and not her. And she's a wicked old woman. Klaus Schwab is an extremely evil man who thinks he's God. He said he will live forever. George Soros, an extremely wicked, evil man, said how he enjoyed betraying the Jews, enjoyed taking their property. Then you have Joe Obama Biden, who's he's a pedophile. He's a pedophile and he's evil to the bone, evil to the bone, Lord God. So, Lord, only you know if they're going to repent. But, Lord, and so if our prayer is this, if they're going to bring them to repentance now, Lord, before they do any more damage. A lot of people are dying, innocent people, good people are dying because of these wicked men. And I want to throw Bill Gates into that mix too. And if they're not going to repent, Lord, thou knowest, would you remove them? Just remove those wicked people. And Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray could be put into that pile too of evilness, of wickedness. And these things we ask, Lord, in the name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And Lord, I pray that you raise up people, Lord. I praise that you raise up righteous, bold men. Lord, had only Mike Pence had the courage to do what he should have done, those good people wouldn't have been in prison if Mike Pence had had the courage. But like the pastors who failed when they kicked you out of when the public school system, when they expelled you, when the wicked did, when that completely, extremely corrupt court declared you dead and declared what you have made unlawful, they could make legal by license, that court of 73. Lord God, they're wicked people, and the pastors failed to stand up when it counted. They failed, and Mike Pence failed when it really counted to stand up and do what was right. And Lord, so we pray that you would raise up righteous men, bold men that would stand and do what is right. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There you go. All righty.
Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Before we take off, I just saw something that made me sick. President Biden came out to talk about the school shooting at Nashville. And basically he joked that he only made a public appearance because he heard there would be ice cream. I want to read what he said. My name is Joe Biden. I'm Dr. Joe Biden's husband. And he said, I eat Jenny's ice cream, chocolate chip. I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream, he continued. By the way, I have a whole refrigerator upstairs, he added. You think I'm kidding? I'm not, he told the crowd. And then he went on to talk about the shooting. I don't think I've ever seen anything so insensitive, insincere, so self-serving, so sick in all my time on this planet. This man is, he just shamed this nation in front of the world in one of the cruelest ways possible. Just basically told the world he cared more about ice cream than the lives of those people at that school and all the other problems that are going on. He's focused on him and his ice cream. It's a sad affair, isn't it?
I want to play a little clip. Do you have that clip ready, Craig? Go ahead and play that short clip. Yeah.
The only bank records we got, and this is pretty interesting, we got them from Cathay Bank. You know, is that the Chinese Communist Party? Is that a shot across President Biden's bow saying, listen, this is some of the information we have. If you don't toe the line, if you don't do things that please us, we're going to even provide even more information. A bank from China, let's face it, the Communist Party controls those types of institutions. They willingly gave us the documents that backed up the Treasury records.
That was Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson with me yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures, revealing Cathay Bank handed over Biden family financial records. Cathay Bank is the oldest operating bank in the United States. It was founded by Chinese Americans to serve the Chinese community. It has offices in Los Angeles as well as representative offices in Hong Kong, Beijing, Shanghai, Taipei. The GOP's investigation finding that the Biden family received payments from Hunter Biden's business associate, Rob Walker, and their joint venture with a Chinese energy firm. Mike, I thought this was really interesting that when Ron Johnson was demanding the financial records, it was only Cathay Bank who handed them over. Now we know that James Comer on the House Oversight Committee has received some banking records from American banks, but only having to do with one deal. Comer says there are 11 other deals out there that he thinks will be similar to what he saw with the first deal, which was Rob Walker got a check for $3 million. The very next day, he sent $1-plus million of that distributed to Biden family members.
Well, Maria, you know, a lot of this information was leaked when Hunter's laptop came out and some of the Rosemont Seneca banking records came out. But look, when the Democrats were in charge and they demanded phone records without warrants on all sorts of people attached to the Trump orbit, they were given uniformly without question. And a lot of times the people whose phone records were being turned over had a day or two notice to try and sue and block that. It's just funny how none of these banks will comply with Congress now that it's a Democrat. It is beyond the pale of a two-tier justice system and the way these things work. And let's just go back in time and remind everyone, like, nobody gets $1 billion sole mandate from the Chinese government to start a private equity firm, especially one that doesn't have any private equity experience, especially someone that doesn't have any private equity experience that has a debilitating crack habit. So type of influence did they buy as the Chinese Communist Party is running around with Russia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, setting up a new reserve currency to take out the United States of America? What did the Bidens give up, and what is it doing to our national security?
Right. And, you know, that's why we keep asking, what exactly was that money used for? I mean, what were they paying the Biden family for? What did they get? But, Lee, I think this point that Ron Johnson made is really a scary one, and that is Cathay Bank, were they so willing to give up the records as a message to Joe Biden? Look, this is what we're doing now. We got plenty of records. And unless you do what we want, those records will be released publicly. That's what Ron Johnson was saying.
Yeah, I mean, it is a valid point. I mean, let's understand, first of all, this isn't just a Chinese bank. This is an American bank that was founded by Chinese Americans. But still, the signal that it sends, I think, is significant and important. And when you think about the American people and how they view this right now, trust in China is at an all-time low in all of testing. And that is saying something, because imagine, even after Tiananmen Square, even after everything that we've been through with China, at this moment, only 15% of Americans trust China. And when you see this kind of a connection between a sitting president, his son, and the Chinese government, when people just don't trust this and know that it's one of the biggest threats facing us right now, that's a really big issue that needs to be addressed. The American people are rightly concerned. They deserve to have answers. And I think at a minimum, the president needs to make a statement and address people's concerns, because they're valid.
You know, Joe and Coach, you remember, while Biden was still Obama's vice president, while he was still Obama's, we were telling people that the Chinese government is telling its people, that they own the people in the highest offices in this country. They own them. And I was watching some of these where they were speaking to these college kids, and they were laughing, saying, we own them. And here we were telling people that the Biden crime family is owned lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese Communist Party. Everything we told you, remember, Joe?
I sure
do. That they would do, they've done. And again, I want to tell people one more time how that Joe Biden's job was to keep the gates open on the southern border. His job was to keep the gates open. That was his order, so that the drug smugglers, they could bring in their drugs enough to kill off America, and the human smuggling. And just recently, they smuggled in a whole lot of Chinese nationals just came in. And you know what Joe Obama did? He turned them loose in America.
Loose. All of them.
Yep, every one.
Those are the ones that they caught. There were, you know, remember all of those gotaways. There's a million of them. How many of those are Chinese spies, Chinese agents, Al-Qaeda, you know, any of our enemies? We have no idea. We have no idea.
Yep. Well, the idea is that there's about close to 50 million illegals in this country right now, 50 million who are non-citizens in this country right now.
Let's consider when they're running the border down there, which semis are they allowed coming in, bringing in the fentanyl? What trains or boxcars are hidden with the drugs that are coming in? Up the Suez Canal, which boats do they let come in that's going to transport the stuff in? This is all set up by Obama and Biden administration to bring America down on all points. Keep abortion full blow. Legalize gambling in all the states. destroy the unity between the family of a man and a woman and a family. Destroy the education. Remove the founding fathers' education in America. They got all fronts, full go war going on right now. And that southern border has just been the dam that broke.
Absolutely.
You said the word. We're in a war, and I just hope the people catch on. This is a war. It's a communist takeover of America. But underneath, it is a spiritual battle for the heart and soul of America. It is the Antichrist system raising up to fight with the children of God and for the heart and soul of this country. It's truly what is happening right here and now.
Well, we know, we understand this. We understand that this is a spiritual battle. Ephesians chapter 6, we see John chapter 8. We see God's, going back to Genesis chapter 3, where the seed, of the woman would be a constant battle with the seed of the serpent. And that's exactly what is happening right now. We're seeing this is taking place. We understand it. Again, the opposition, the hardcore Satanists, like Joe Biden, he is a hardcore Satanist. These people, they understand what's going on. But again, the vast majority of people in this country are la-la-handers. They're clueless. I mean, the vast majority of them know that there's things aren't right, but they're absolutely clueless. They're biblically illiterate, and, again, where does judgment begin?
House of the Lord.
At the house of God.
In that house, where does it begin? In the pulpit.
Yep.
And there's where people need, and the pastors need to raise up and say, look, you know what? We're going to undo. We have to stand. The pastors of today, those of you that are left out there, this is it. I mean, you've got to stand. The office of the pastors in this country, they have failed God and failed him miserably due to lack of courage and lack of faith and totally dishonored God. You guys are the ones, the Bible says, the righteous are as bold as lions. You pastors need to get some backbone. You need to get some spine. You need to stand up. You've got to understand something. Don't be afraid of losing your 501c3 or losing your church. You're going to lose it anyhow. And don't be afraid of dying. That's inevitable. That'll happen. What you should be afraid of is, dishonoring. And remember, we have obligations. We have obligations. And failing your obligations to the one that died for you, that's what you need to fear. So you need to find the courage to stand up and be bold and get out there and do what needs to be done. We're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, play that second clip as soon as we come back. It's going to be a short clip. And then we got a lot to talk about. So we're running upon the top of the hour here right now. And I wanted to say, too, I'll have to wait till we get on the other side before I can say it now, but this radio program tonight is the major reason, folks, that we really need to hear from you. Salem has made us an offer, and they've given it to June 1st. They've expanded it to June 1st, a way that we can have $50,000 off our bill in a way we can put all of those six stations back up. Be right back with more. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again,
thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.